We've not yet seen it. We see it for the first time today, but it's his senior school, Sibford, near Banbury. It's a Quaker school, so, you know, they have pacifist values, so I think they struggled with what to do, but they've developed a peace garden, which I think is absolutely ideal. I'm told that the horticultural pupils have recently laid 200 roses there, and the art pupils have got a living willow centrepiece to it all today. So I think it's going to be an outstanding thing to see, you know, very humbling and obviously sad and delightful at the same time.
And you, not so long ago, Tony, made a very personal journey to Afghanistan.
Yes, yeah, I was very privileged that the BBC asked me to go with them to be part of the coverage of the withdrawal.
What did you expect from that journey, and what did you actually get from it?
I wanted and therefore expected to see change. We'd heard so much about has it been worth it, and the lives of the 453 men and women we lost, has that been worth it? But I know that my son and a number of other soldiers had said that they'd made a significant change. They knew that they'd made a significant change, and that's what I wanted to witness myself. And I did. I did see exactly that. I was in Kabul, but Kabul's quite a commercial, thriving city now. 5 million people in it when there used to be 1 million. But probably the biggest demonstration was the girls' school. Girls weren't even allowed on the streets 13 years ago. And I went to a school where 4,500 girls in three shifts of 1,500 for 3 hours a day were being taught in old ripped UNICEF tents and in buildings. But nevertheless, they were being taught very well, and they were very eager to learn.
You're obviously proud of Comrade, but when you saw that, did it change your memories of him?
It probably just enhanced my memory of him. I know that he really thought he was making a difference. As I said, he'd mentioned about a local school opening near them when they were in Quadrat. They often talk about girls going to school. I think it's a tangible piece that soldiers can see when they're on the ground, that things are changing. And for him to have been part of that is great. You know, now, clearly, you'd never trade your own son or daughter for that sort of change, but he was part of a team that went out to do something fantastic, and sadly, he just didn't make it back.
So how important, then, Tony, is Armistice Day for you and the opportunity to remember in a collective way?
His sister, our daughter Siobhan, posted something on Facebook the other day, because she's away at Newcastle University, and she reminded us of something a soldier had said to her at the repatriation, which was, he's not dead until he's forgotten. So I think that goes for everybody going back 100 years, anybody else in conflict, and the 453 that died in Afghanistan. I don't think they are dead to us if people are still remembering them, and it's always really humbling that his friends and ex-colleagues come together certainly on Sunday this recently for the remembrance services, and that's what's really important to us. My father served in World War II as well, from D-Day, HL plus six, so I've always been very involved in Armistice Day, even as a kid, and I remember his friends who didn't make it back as well, and I think it means so much that we can go back all those years and remember people who've served their country this way.
What sort of things do the... Is it 353 Trust or 353?
No, it's 353.
353 Trust. Yeah. What sort of things do you do?
Well, we raise money in various ways, but we try to do it in an upbeat, active way. So, you know, we run, we cycle, we have balls, we're supported by the local community, so Old Leamingtonians and Rugby for Heroes, the charity ball in Stratford, now Sainsbury's Property Division up there at Anstey, are all supporting us. And we then give that money to the smaller military charities who, in our hour of need, helped us. They're not the most public profile ones, but the ones who gave unconditional and quite quiet support to us. So that's the Parachute Regiment Support, our Paras Afghanistan Trust. It's the Para Charity. Now, Zad Dogs, who brought Conrad's stray Afghan dog back to us, Peg, which was another part of my trip too.
Well, I thought, did I hear her barking in the background earlier on in the
Yeah, I do apologise.
No, that's lovely to hear.
I nearly brought her, Nearly brought her in, so you could witness the Afghan barking. And troop aid at Selly Oak Hospital, because obviously they treat every injured soldier that's come back from that conflict, and it's great that we can, in a very small way, help them do their great work.